love comes sailing through the door. Day of day, day of day, breeze of voices burn no more. Day of day, of day. بندگی و آرتی من را ز لطف خود پذیر، ما سنا خانه تو این در هر مکان و هر دیار. کی توانیم ما ستاییمت خدای مهربان، آنچه در وصف تو گفتم یک بود اندر هزار. اوتار نبادی May have love, he is love, he is all beauty, he is love beloved. May have all the peace and joy come, in that name the spring of love, eternal deserve to be in the hearts of perfect men. May have love, he is love, he is all beauty, he is love beloved. May have the bud upon the spring has one wish to bloom in praise of you. Glory to you, the ancient one, to you, the perfect man. May have love, he is love. Trying day that our hearts live. In you, the light of our night, in you, the perfect man. May have love, he is love, he is all beauty, he is love beloved.
To bear the dreadful curse for my soul, for my soul. To bear the dreadful curse for my soul. When I was sinking down, sinking down, sinking down. When I was sinking down, sinking down. When I was sinking down, beneath God's righteous frown, Christ laid aside his crown for my soul, for my soul. Christ laid aside his crown for my soul. To God and to the Lamb I will sing, I will sing. To God and to the Lamb I will sing. To God and to the Lamb, who is the great I am, while millions join the theme, I will sing, I will sing. While millions join the theme, I will sing.
Thank you. जनावेष्टनादर्गः वसीवारादरनप्लस् कस्यूनास्ताभूषस्य जानरास्तीजागर The position of love is far, far beyond the borderline of intellect. And one who has passed to reach him should carry his life into his dream. Into his dream means he must be prepared to sacrifice anything and everything at all times. Baba has very clearly shown us the way, but by our own interpretation, by our own ignorance, if we are to distort, and run hither and thither, it will be a waste of time on our part. Why should we go in for meditation? Why should we go in for any mental acrobatics? Why should we go in for any yoga at all? And I do not know. Baba may have given so many explanations about the meditation, but he has never asked you to go in for meditation, much less propagate meditation. Once I heard Baba say, that there was a time when population was very little and people had lot of time on their hand and they had very little to do with their life. And so, they started doing meditation. Meditation is not the original quality of God at all. It is the love. And sometimes we feel that hardly 10 years have elapsed, hardly 6-7 years have elapsed after Baba dropped his body. We see people branching from here, from there, going in their own way, I do not know why. So it makes me think that there is something at the back of their minds. There's a great royal highway that Baba has chalked out for us. They should drop away from it and adopt for themselves aware of their own thinking. Is there a motive behind it? I cannot yet conceive of a motive if a man claims himself to be a Baba lover. A true Baba lover. But if for my love of Baba I keep a string attached to it, then naturally I would really think that there is some motivation at the back of it. The motivation is either for the name, for faith, for homage to be drawn from people, from respect to be drawn from people for himself. Is that the Baba work? And why should under the guise of Baba work one should take up meditation or any other course of life? Any other course of propagation at all? I would not feel at all if a man comes out boldly, not under the guise, not under the shelter of Mayor Baba's name or his work, go on propagating something else which Mayor Baba has never asked. Don't you think it would be hypocrisy on my part if I do that? I do not know, sir. Because I have seen Meher Baba to be bitterly tolerant. Tolerant for everything and everybody. And that is why, maybe in the scheme of these things, that there may be some people coming out adopting for themselves a course of life which is absolutely different to what really Baba has laid down. Those who have been for many years with Baba and the things that Baba has given in his authenticated books, there is no such things except in love and service. And why should people really take up to strange things just because Baba has explained the value of the Himalayas? Baba never stressed any value of the Himalayas, of a mountain or a valley. Baba said, masters who exist in the world itself, they are meant for the world. They are not meant for Himalayas. And maybe a few persons advanced in, few masters, few advanced souls, maybe living in the Himalayas. That doesn't mean that the avatar is in Himalayas or the perfect master. And such a confusion between the explanations of a perfect master and the avatar is very, really, very, indeed very sad. I do not want to take up much time upon this, but it is a thing which concerns every Baba lover to discriminate, to distinguish between the two ways. The ways that somebody invents for himself by either gross ignorance or by certain motivation, or I cannot give any reason for what, and try to go your own way. Let him go his own way. But why does he divert a number of people to go there? I do not know. We can't afford to be violent. Physically never, not even mentally. But we feel a certain responsibility at a certain time to put in a word here and there, to open up the eyes and hearts of the people, and to think for themselves, and to decide whether what Baba says, that is right, we should go by, or what Baba, somebody has misinterpreted or go on his own way, and divert a number of people over there, that we should go out. That is up to everyone. We are not here to judge anybody. We are not here to dictate anything to anybody at all. But we feel our bounden duty to say certain things when we, with our open eyes, see things going wrong. And there is another tendency in Baba lovers. I would call it a disease of self-admiration, mutual admiration. A disease of mutual admiration. You admire me, I admire you. And there is all the work of Maya Baba. And that is all the way that we can express our love for Maya Baba. In our ignorance, we go to an extent of even saying, why don't you celebrate Amar Tithi at your own center? Baba is there. Baba is everywhere. God is everywhere. God is everywhere for all time. So where is the necessity for God to take a human form and concentrate upon himself in Mehrabad and leave his last remains at Mehrabad? It is beyond my thinking. This argument, no need to go to Mehrabad at the time of Amar Tithi at all. We can celebrate Amar Tithi here.